Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a six-minute walk test on patient Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 4/14/25, Mr. Lacko performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 477 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next six-minute walk test on John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 4/14/25, Mr. Mitchell performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 496 meters. In 6 minutes, saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next six-minute walk test on patient Raymond McQuaid. This goes to Comwell Health. On 4/14/25, Mr. McQuaid performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 351 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 12-lead EKG patient, Joel Clary. On 4/14/25, Mr. Clary performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a ventricular rhythm. With right axis deviation, QRS complexes. Show an intraventricular conduction delay. T waves are normal, new paragraph impression, right axis deviation, ventricular rhythm. Next. 12-lead EKG on patient Bonnie Terrell. On 4/14/25, Mrs. Terrell performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient's in normal sinus rhythm, period. P waves are peaked. QRS complex is normal. T waves normal, period. New paragraph impression. Peaked P waves, possibly indicative of pulmonary hypertension. No, that's it. Thank you.